Hello, and welcome to the Organize for Success podcast, the show where we provide organizing tips and solutions so you can get organized, simplify your life, and create more time so you can do the things you love to do. I am your host, Kath McEwen, and myself and my team help those with clutter clear their clutter, get organized, and pack and unpack. We help organize homes and offices and also help organize moves. So you ready? Let's get organized. Hi, and welcome to the Organize for Success podcast. I'm your host, Kathy McEwen, and thank you so much for joining us. Today, we are going to be talking about downsizing, and we have helped hundreds of clients who have downsized, and I want to be honest with you today, like really honest with you today, and let you know what you really need to do when you're downsizing. I'm also going to tell you later on in the show what the biggest mistake I see when people are downsizing and the problems that arise with this mistake. So we'll talk about that closer to the end, but it's the biggest mistake I see. And then what kind of problems arise with this mistake? Okay, so let's get started with the downsizing tips. And you can start by making a plan because you really need to plan ahead. Like, I don't want you to wing it. Like, downsizing is a lot of work. There's lots to do. And it's best when you have an action plan. But the first thing that you can do, even before you find a new place to live, is to start to purge or edit or declutter, whatever you want to call it. I'm going to call it decluttering, but it doesn't mean that you have clutter. It just means that your goal is to let go of the items that you have and do not need anymore. So decluttering is really going through the items to decide what you're going to keep and what not, and letting things go that you don't need. And you should start doing this a good year or two before your move. Honestly, a good year or two. And the reason why I say a good year or two and not a few months before you move is because it can be very time consuming, and you may start and then stop, and you may feel overwhelmed. It may be emotional for you. So don't leave it to the last minute, because moving is stressful as it is, but add on that you have 30 years of stuff in your home or whatever your case may be. It could be 20 years, 40 years. Usually you have a lot of items in your home before you downsize, and that will just add to the stress. So start early. And you can start by doing one room at a time. Go through the items and decide if you really want to keep the items or not. Now, you don't know where you're moving to at this time, and I understand that. But you can still go through the items like your books, your knickknacks, photos, etc., and decide if you really want to keep them. So you're probably thinking, but I don't know if I'm going to have room for them or not, because I don't know where I'm moving to. But that's okay, because what I really want you to do in this phase, which is phase one, is deciding if you really want them or not. It doesn't matter if you have the room for them or not, because you want to know if you want them or not. And you want to keep in mind that you will have less room, right? Because if you're downsizing, it's given you're going to have less room. So keep that in mind when you're going through your items. But put the items aside that you no longer want to keep. Those ones you can pack up for donations, or you can decide if a family member wants them or not. But I really want you to not pick up every single item and then ask yourself what somebody wanted. So once again, please do not pick up every item and think about who could use them. That is one of the biggest mistakes I see. Because what happens is you start picking up every one of the items, and instead of letting them go as you're going through it, you stop to think about, oh, who would want this? And you end up putting everything aside that gives you a ton of work to do, right? So if you put everything aside because you think somebody else will want it, then you are creating more work for you to do, because now you have to ask a bunch of people if they want it. And if it's not worth a lot of money and it's not something that people can get or may already have, then just let it go. Put it in a donation bag. If you have, for example, 70 or more items to go through, and trust me, if you have a home full of items and you're downsizing to 1 or 2 bedroom apartment, for example, or a smaller home, you will have more than 70 items to go through. And I just don't want you to put all those 70 items aside to see if somebody else wants them. That is just too much work for you. And then nothing gets done. Nothing gets out of your home. So once again, try not to pick up every single item and think somebody else could use this. Also, keep in mind that most family members don't want your items. They often have different styles, or they don't have room to take more items into their home, and they just often don't want your items. It's unfortunate, but that's what I'm seeing all the time. However, if the item is worth a lot of money, or it is something you really think that the family member will want, then put it aside for that person. I just mean, don't pick up every single item and put it aside for somebody. You can also tell your family members right away that you are starting the decluttering process and ask them if there is anything that you have that they may want. And they'll tell you if they want anything. So just, you know, give them a heads up. I'm going to be going through my stuff. I'm going to be letting some things go. Is there anything here you really want? And if so, they'll let you know. Okay, so you're starting a good year early, and you picked a room, and you're going to start going through the items to decide if you want them or not. Anything you see that you don't want, you're going to pack up for donations or save for somebody else. Anything that may be garbage, I'd like you to make sure you pack that up and put it in your garbage area. So do one room at a time, go through your items, and decide if you want to keep it or not. Anything that's donations, put it in a donation bag. Anything that's garbage goes into a garbage bag. Anything you're keeping for somebody else is going to be put aside. Once you're done that room, you can continue on to another room and keep going until you're done every single room of your home. But take your time, do a bit at a time. You don't need to rush because you're starting this process a good year or two before, right? So because you're starting early, you don't need to rush. Take your time. By the way, once you have donations packed up, put them in your vehicle and drop them off as soon as possible, because that is something else we see a lot, that the clients will say they will drop off their items, but the next time we come back, it is still there, which is why we normally take the donations away for our clients. It just makes it easier for them. And our goal is to make the process as easy as possible for them. But if you're doing this yourself, as soon as you have a few bags of donations, put them in your car, drop them off right away, and then it'll be done. If you physically can't do the physical work that is involved with decluttering, and it is physical and it's tiring, then ask a family member to help you or hire professional organizers to help you. When we are working with those who are downsizing, well, actually, we do this for all our clients in general. We do all the heavy lifting ourselves. We do all the sorting. We do all the packing up of donations, the packing up of garbage. We do it all for our clients. So reach out for help if you can't do it by yourself, because it is tiring. If you end up with a lot of garbage or have a lot of items like TVs or furniture, then I recommend finding a company that will come and pick up those items for you. So for garbage, there are junk removal companies. For large furniture, there are some companies that donate furniture to those in need. So I would check with your local area to see who could pick up the larger items for you. Okay, so now you have removed the items that you don't need, even though you don't know where you're moving to because you don't want them, right? That was your goal. And be tough and really let some of the things go. Also, if you're putting items aside for family members because they said they would like to have those items, be firm with them and tell them they need to pick them up by a certain date. You may have heard me say this before. Honest to goodness, I've seen it so many times where things have been in people's homes for years and they say they're going to pick it up and they don't. I want you to be firm with those family members of yours and say you have to pick it up by this date. Just explain that you're going to be moving in the near future and you just want some of this stuff out of your home. All right. So now you've gone through your items. You started a year or two before. You've gone through all your items in your home. The next step is to finding a place to live. And once you've found a place to live, you'll have a better idea of what you can and cannot bring. So you started this decluttering phase, which is called phase one, which is great. And you let stuff go. Now this is phase two, and you may need to go through some of your items again to decide what to keep and what not to. But it's going to be much easier this time because you have already gone through a lot and you have less now. You have less to go through, so it'll be easier. But once you find a place to live, you're going to have a better idea of what kind of space you have. Get a floor plan of the new home or apartment if possible, and plan out where your furniture will go and which furniture you won't be able to keep due to lack of space. You will also need to compare the size of your kitchen cupboards, your closets, the bedroom sizes, and all those, and bathrooms. You may have been moving from a house that has three bathrooms down to a condo that has one. So you have to figure out what you can bring and what you can't bring. And you may have to just let some items go, like those small kitchen appliances. You might have a lot of those. And honestly, that would be a tough one for me because I am obsessed with kitchen appliances, but I know that I couldn't possibly bring them all if I was downsizing. There's just no way, because I love kitchen appliances. That's just my thing. So you're going to let go of what you no longer will need or have room for. So this is phase two. You found a place to live. You now know where you're moving to. You know the size of the place. Get a floor plan. Go through your items again to decide what to keep and what not. And it's the same as the first process. You're going to declutter. You're going to pack up your donations. You're going to, you know, if you need to put something aside for a family member, you're going to do that as well. All right. Also in phase two, if you're selling your home or apartment, you will need to pack up, you'll need to pack up your personal items like family photos or other or items in order to have your home stage ready. So once again, in phase two, if you need to sell your home or your apartment or your condo, whichever it may be, you need to get it stage ready. And in doing so, you're going to have to pack up more stuff because homes are selling faster if they are clutter-free and very sparse looking. Like, for example, realtors usually don't want very much on the counters and not a ton of furniture. So they may say, you know what, this room is actually quite big, but you got so much furniture in here that it's making it look smaller. You need to take some furniture out. And you're also going to have to pack up those items like your family photos. And if you have a lot of knickknacks, they'll probably need to be packed up. So it's a matter of making the home look more sparse and organized. On another note, once you know that you're moving, hire a moving company right away. They tend to book up so fast, so don't be stuck without movers. If you need help with packing, don't wait till the week before your move and say, I can't do it, I need help. Hire packers as soon as you know your moving day. So once again, once you know your moving day, hire movers right away and hire packers as well. If your movers are not packers or you don't want to use them as your packers, then hire packers right away. We provide full packing services, and it breaks my heart when someone calls me a week before the move and they really need help with packing, but we are booked up. My heart goes out to them and I want to help them. I really do, but sometimes they just leave it too late. And when that happens, we will do our best to accommodate these clients. But honest to goodness, it is better if you book your movers and your packers and unpackers. If you want help with unpacking as well, do it as soon as you know your moving day. Also, if you're moving to an apartment, don't forget to book the elevator. That's super, super important. Make sure you have enough time that you've booked so that the movers can move all your items in. You want to make sure that the elevator is available for the time you need. So don't forget to book the elevator. Okay, so I didn't mention selling your items. So let's talk about that for a moment. When you're going through your items and you find items that you would like to sell rather than donate, then check into your local estate sales or auction companies that you may want to take part in. Do your research and find out if it's worth your while to sell your items or not. If you can make money, hey, then why not, right? But if the items are low cost, a few bucks, they're not worth much, then consider donating it right away and getting out of your home rather than keeping it to try to sell. Okay, so remember when I said that I'm going to tell you the one biggest mistake I see when it comes to downsizing? I bet you can guess it. I bet you can. It is not letting enough go. And that can be a huge problem. Letting items go is tough at times, and I get it. But if you don't let enough go, what happens is that you end up paying for someone to pack it up. Then you pay for somebody to move it. Then you may pay somebody to unpack it. And if there is not enough room for the items, you could end up living in a condo or a smaller home that is jammed packed. I've seen it many, many times. And what happens then is that reality hits and the clients realize they brought in way too much stuff in their new home and it's not comfortable for them. They are stressed because there's so many items and their home is not organized. And you know that you can't organize a home if there's just too much stuff. Like you just can't. No matter what, if the home has too many items, you're never going to look organized. It's just not going to happen. So now you paid somebody to pack it, you paid somebody to move it, you might have paid somebody to unpack it, and you're stuck with all these items that just don't fit. So what happens then is that they're forced to live in chaos or let they either have to live in chaos and keep it that way, or they have to let the items go. And if you've lived in a house before and you're now living in an apartment or a condo, for example, and you had to let items go, which would be easier for you, to remove them from your home before moving day or after you've moved into your condo? Which would be easier? Before is always easier. So that way you don't end up bringing items you don't need. But not only that, it's also much easier to lug things out of a home and into your car to drop off for donations or have somebody come and pick them up at your home than it is when you're in an apartment. At least we find it easier. So for example, when people are taking things out of an apartment or a condo, they have to wait for the elevator. Then they have to lug the things into the elevator. Then they have to carry it from the elevator to the car, which is not always easy. So it's just easier to do it before you move, all around easier. Okay, so I hope these tips helped you when it comes to time for you to downsize. If you want hands-on downsizing help and you live in Ottawa, Ontario, feel free to reach out to us at www.secondsetofhands.ca. We would be happy to help you. If you want to let some of your items go and get your home organized prior to moving, we can help you, even if you're not in this area. If you're not in Ottawa, Ontario, then you can check out the Calm the Clutter course, which is on sale right now. And you can find that course in our paper organization course. And by the way, the paper organization course is only $27 right now, Canadian. It's a steal of a deal. You can find both of those courses on our website at secondsetofhands.ca/courses. So once again, if you need help with hands-on help and you're in Ottawa, Ontario, reach out to us. If you think that a course would be better for you, check it out. All right. Have a great day and I'll see you next time.